Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji. Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 18th chapter, verse 41 onwards. First, I would like to hand over call to Ayan Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Agrashila Prabhupada and Gurudev. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. I offer my blessings to all assembled devotees, all gurus to Srila Prabhupada. Here is a brief introduction for our today's speaker, His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari from Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji, originally hailing from Ramanathapuram, Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu. Prabhuji joined the ashram at the young age of 19 years old. Prabhuji served for a decade in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple and then studied under the auspices of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace Gopi Pranadhana Prabhuji, for 3 years. Prabhuji preaches in English and Tamil languages. Here is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. A very brief introduction. Over to you, Mata.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Shyamagauri Mataji, please read the verse, Mataji. I can read the translation and purport.
Okay, yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Mataji, you are muted.
Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Can you show me the Devanagari also?
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Sure. Yeah.
Sharad. Padmotsavam vaktram vachasya shavanamritam hrudayam shuradharavam sreenam yuko vedachyeshtitam.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Translation. A woman face is attractive and beautiful. Blossoming lotus flower during autumn. One second. Her words are very, very sweet and they give pleasure to the ears. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be the extremely sharp like a blazon of razor. In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of woman? Purport. Woman is now disputed very well from the materialistic point of view by Kashyapa Muni. Women are generally known as fair sex, and especially in youth at the age of 16 or 17, women are very attractive to men. Therefore, a woman's face is compared to the blossoming lotus flower in autumn. Just as a lotus flower, extremely beautiful in autumn, a woman at the threshold of youthful beauty is extremely attractive. In Sanskrit, a woman's voice is called Niraswara because women generally sings and singing, and their singing is very attractive. At present moment, cinema artists, especially female singers, are especially welcome. Some of them early earn fabulous amount of money simply by singing. Therefore, as taught by Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a woman singing in dangerous is dangerous because it can make a sannyasi fall a victim to a woman. Sannyasi means giving up the company of a woman. But if sannyasi hears the voice of a woman and sees a beautiful face, he suddenly become attracted and is sure to fall down. There have been many examples. Even the great Vishwamitra, the great sage Vishwamitra, fell a victim to Menaka. Therefore, a person desiring to advance in spiritual consciousness must be especially careful not to see a woman's face or hear a woman's voice. To see a woman's face and appreciate its beauty, or to hear woman's voice and appreciate her singing as very nice, is a subtle fall down for a brahmachari or sannyasi. Thus, the description of woman's futures by Kashyapa Muni is very instructive. Anybody would like to read the second paragraph?
Shall I go, Mataji?
Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
When a woman's bodily features are attractive, when her face is beautiful and when her voice is sweet, she is naturally a trap for a man. The Shastras advise that when such a woman comes to serve a man, she should be considered to be like a dog well covered by grass. In the fields, there are many such wells, and a man who does not know about them drops through the grass and falls down. Thus, there are many such instructions. Since the attraction of the material world is based on attraction for a woman, Kashyapa Muni thought, under the circumstances, who can understand the heart of a woman? Chanakya Pandita has also advised, Vishwasho Naiva Kartayaha Trishu Raja Kauleshu Cha. There are two persons one should not trust, a politician and a woman. These, of course, are authoritative Shastric injunctions, and we should therefore be very careful in our dealings with women. Anybody would like to read next paragraph? Please go ahead.
Okay, I will read Mataji, no worries. Sometimes our Krishna consciousness movement is criticized for men and women, but Krishna consciousness is meant for anyone, whether one is man or woman, does not matter. Lord Krishna personally says, Sriyo Vaishnas Tata Sudras Apyanti Param Gatim, whether one is a woman a Shudra or Vaishya, not to speak of being a Brahmana or a Kshatriya, everyone is fit to return home back to Godhead if he strictly follows the instructions of spiritual master and Shastras. We therefore request all the members of Krishna consciousness movement, both men and women, not to be attracted by bodily features, but only be attracted by Krishna. Then everything will be all right. Otherwise, there will be danger. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Mitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Mate Jai Pataka Swami Niti Namini Nama Acharya Padaya Nitai Kruva Padaya Ni Gaur Katadama Dayana Kragrama Tarini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Dear devotees, until Prabhuji joins, would you like to share your realizations for this chapter? Please raise your hand. You can start sharing. Once Prabhuji joins, we will hand over the call to Prabhu. Mataji, Shyam Gauri Mataji, would you like to speak?
Is Prithi Vilasini Mataji on the call?
No, Mataji, Prithi Mataji is not there.
Raladananda Prabhu, would you like to speak?
Dharma Pradha Mataji. Okay. I do not have much realization, but what I understand is that, you know, as conditioned souls, when we come to this material world, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Loke Vyavai Amis Madhya Seva. The basic drive the conditioned soul has when it comes to this material world is Loke Vyavai. Vyavai means sex. And the whole material world is revolves around this attraction between man and woman. And I'm sorry. Okay, Prabhuji. Okay, so I'll just offer my done with Prabhu and please continue my thing. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you, Raladananda Prabhuji, for your beautiful realizations. Thank you for your association, Prabhuji. You bless us with your association. Very grateful to you. Nityananda Prabhu is here. Yeah.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanwad Pranam, Agur Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time.
Pranam, Mataji.
Association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference, Prabhuji. I would like to hand over call to you. Hare Krishna.
So, Prabhuji, we read the verse and we did the prayers. So, you would like to start the class, Prabhuji, or do you want to see the verse?
Hare Krishna. Sorry, it's been bad connection here. Hopefully, it will work now. Whatever you say, Mataji.
So, we can start the class, Prabhuji, as we already read the verse and purport. Yeah.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Seva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Yasayam Udayet Ashtaprayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nektaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Pashturu Dakshinagro Dhanavim Yoni Mashritaha Pritriti Abhivikhyato Jnana Vijnana Sriyutaha. Being cursed by Mother Durga Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, that same Chitraketu accepted birth in a demonic species of life. Although still fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and practical application of the knowledge in life, he appeared as a demon at the fire sacrifice performed by Dvashta. This is the verse, correct? Am I
Prabhuji,
audible to
devotee? Prabhuji, I looks like you read a different verse, Prabhuji.
Different verse?
Which ones you read, Prabhuji? No, Prabhuji, it's 41.
Not so far.
Yeah, it's 41, Prabhuji.
Pratar Uthaya Shuddhaya Vagyatam Pate Itihasam Harim Svritva Sayati Paramangadim. It's no purport for this verse. One, isn't it? 41.
One, yes, Prabhuji, 41.
One rises from bed early in the morning and recites this history of Chitraketu, controlling his words and mind and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will return home back to Godhead without difficulty.
No, Mataji.
Sorry, Prabhuji, you are reading the chapter wrong, I think. Sorry for the confusion, Prabhu, please forgive me. It is 6th canto, 18th chapter, 41 verse.
Okay.
Mataji, can you share on the screen?
Yes, yes, no, yes, no. Yes, Mataji, I can share it.
Okay, maybe
yeah.
Sarat Padmosa Vambaktram Vachascha Shavanamritam Hrudayam Shuradal Dharabham Dharabham Srinam Koveda Cheshtitam. A woman's face is as attractively and beautifully as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn. Her words are very sweet and they give pleasure to the ear. But if steady women's heart can understand it to be extremely sharp, like the blade of a razor, in their circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman? When the Matajis are the maximum in number, we given such verse and purport. Hare Krishna. Okay. Am I audible to devotees?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can hear you very clear.
Woman is now depicted very well from the materialistic point of view by Kashyapa Muni. So first purport itself, Srila Prabhupada is saying, women is depicted very well from the materialistic point of view by Kashyapa Muni. Women are generally known as the fair sex, and especially in youth, at the age of 16 or 17, women are very attracted to men. Therefore, women's face is compared to a blooming lotus flower in autumn. Just as a lotus is extremely beautiful in autumn, a woman at the threshold of youthful beauty is extremely attractive. In Sanskrit, woman's voice is called Nari Swara because women generally sing and their singing is very attractive. At the present, women cinema artists, especially female singers, are especially welcome. Some of the women earn fabulous amounts of money simply by singing. Therefore, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the women's singing is dangerous because it can make a sannyasi fall a victim to the woman. Sannyasa means giving up the company of women. But if a sannyasi hears the voice of women and sees her beautiful face, he certainly becomes attracted and is sure to fall down. There have been many examples. Even the great sage Vishwamitra fell a victim to Menaka. Therefore, a person desiring to advance in spiritual consciousness must be especially careful not to see a woman's face or hear women's voice. To see a beautiful, to see a woman's face and appreciate in beauty, or to hear woman's voice and appreciate her singing as very nice, is a subtle fall down for a brahmacharya. Yes. Thus, the description of women's feature by Kashyapa Muni is very instructive. When a woman's bodily features are attractive, when her face is beautiful, and when her voice is sweet, she is essentially a trap for a man. The Shastra advised that when such a woman comes to serve a man, she should be considered like a dark well covered by grass. In the fields, there are many such wells, and the man who does not know about them drops through the grass and falls down. Thus, there are many such instructions, since the attraction of the material world is based on attraction for women. Kashyapa Muni thought, under the circumstances, who can understand the heart of a woman? Chanaka Pandita also has advice. There are two persons one should not trust, a politician and a woman. These, of course, are authoritative Shastric injunction, and we should therefore be very careful in our dealing with men. Sometime our Krishna consciousness movement is criticized for mingling men and women, but Krishna consciousness is meant for anyone. Whether one is man or woman does not matter. Not Krishna personally says three. Whether it is women, Shudra, Vaishya, not to speak of being a Brahmana or a Kshatriya, everyone is fit to return home back to garden if we strictly follow the instruction of the spiritual master and the Shastra. We therefore request all the members of Krishna consciousness. Women, both the men and women, not to be attracted by bodily features, but only attracted by Krishna, and everything will be all right. Otherwise, there will be danger. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Sirupam Sagrajatam Sayana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditam Sya Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Vesha Gopika Kantara Sakantana Mostate Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanuste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So the description of this chapter, where Diti vows to kill Indra, and in attempting to do that, she is asking her husband. And because she is Diti, who sends us daityas or demons, Kashyapa Muni had two wives, Aditi and Diti. So the Aditi sons are Adityas, are the demigods. So Diti naturally becomes very envious of the four wives' sons. So she is begetting a child who will be killing the demigods. But Indra comes and cuts them into 49 pieces, and they become also demigods called Maruts. This chapter also describes about the birth of the demons, how the power of this material world. Srila Prabhupada says that the material world runs with the impetus of attraction between men and women. So, Srila Prabhupada, in the heart of a materialistic society called New York, in the worst of the age, he went and established the highest religious principle called Krishna consciousness, where he established the pure devotional service unto Radha and Krishna. In the lowest of the places, the lowest of the consciousness, the lowest of the age, Srila Prabhupada is giving the highest of the philosophy, highest of religious principle, and highest dharma. That's really a miracle. And in doing so, Srila Prabhupada did not compromise. Prabhupada is straightforward and is speaking the truth without compromising. Even in such a predicament situation. So in the Vedic culture, Sanatana Dharma, even though it speaks about the highest principles of religious life, highest goals of life, it also deals with the realities of life. Just like we hear that when your head is touching the cloud, make sure your feet is touching the ground. Like that, even though Srila Prabhupada, Sanatana Dharma, is giving the highest understanding of Radha and Krishna, at the same time, it doesn't give an inch compromise and following the basic religious moral principle. That's how Sanatana Dharma works. So that's why Sanatana Dharma, or a Vedic principle, Vedic system, brings out the best in the human consciousness. Just like if you want to bring the best in the milk, what is the best thing comes in the milk? Best thing comes in the milk is the butter, isn't it? But in order to get the best thing from the butter, the milk has to be protected from the dirty things. Milk has to be protected from the thing which spoils the milk, isn't it? Similarly, the consciousness of the human being can bring out the best understanding. The human form of life is so rare. If it is brought in a particular atmosphere of purity, it can bring out the best thing from within. But when there is a chance of them getting contaminated by materialistic dirt, then it can also produce the worst thing. So keeping that in mind, Srila Prabhupada said that we should be careful, just like the milk has to be protected from the unwanted substance. Similarly, the consciousness has to be protected. In this material world also we see many things are good in themselves. Just like the camphor has its own great property, which is very good, which is very valuable, useful. And the lemon is also very good and valuable and useful. They are all auspicious things. But when the lemon and camphor are mixed together, it may turn into poison. So it's not that lemon is higher and camphor is lower. Camphor is higher, lemon is lower. Both have its own values. But it has to be used on its own capacity. Similarly, in this world, there are various species of life, various gender, various differences in the birth. Gender-based differences are there. Species-based differences are there. The species are divided into four. Deva, Manushya, Triyak, Sthavara. Deva, demigods. Manushya, human beings. Triyak, the animals. Sthavara, the plants and creepers and trees. This is a broad category of human species. So similarly, within the species also, there is a gender difference, male and female. So as a human species also, the difference of gender is there, male and female. So Jivare Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. Krishna consciousness, the eternal principle. Eternal principle is there in the heart of every living entity. The body is an external covering, but the spirit soul is without any such designation, such as demigod body or human body or an animal body or a plant body. So the designation doesn't touch the soul, but at the same time, as long as the soul is in that particular designation, as long as we are forced to act in the designation, we have to respect the designation and act according to the body which we got. So in that sense, there is no higher and low. All are equally. Pandita Samadarshinaha. So the intelligent person sees them in the same, all of the same, as because he is seeing the spirit soul. But at the same time, when we are in the body, we have to act according to the body which we possess. So in that sense, Sanatana Dharma, in order to bring out the best from the heart of the Jivatma, it also guides us how the Jivatma should behave according to the different body it has. So that's why the lemon which is good and the camphor which is good, that has to be protected, that has to be used for what it is meant for. So that's why in Sanatana Dharma or in many other principles also, Vedic culture, there is a conscious effort made to protect those who are weaker in physical strength, weaker in mental strength, weaker in their capability to protect themselves. So just like the diamond or a or a valuable jewel is protected in the home. Similarly, the Vedic scriptures are always giving an understanding that the women who are like the most precious jewel has to be protected. The women is protected when they are children in the house of the parents' father. When they are grown up, when they are married, they are protected by the husband. In their old day, they are protected by the son. So this protection doesn't mean that they are not independent. When independence, rather, they have been respected and valued. Just like keeping the valuable jewelry in the home lock doesn't mean that they are neglected. Rather, they have been most revered, most sought after, most valued, isn't it? So in this way, these are the Sanatana Dharma's recommendation. And also, when there is a, because there is a natural attraction between men and women, and if it is unrestricted and improper, it may turn like the mixing of camphor and the lemon. So when the camphor and lemon are mixed together, it may become poison. This is called unwanted mixing. At the same time, when there is a mixture of camphor and sugar and cardamom in the sweet rice become more fragrant. So when what kind of mixture is proper, so mixing itself is not bad or not recommended, but what kind of mixture is very important. Similarly, men and women are good in themselves, certainly. But when it is inappropriate mixing happens, then it may turn out to become like a poison. But at the same time, when there is a proper arrangement is there, and it's the proper arrangement according to Vedic culture, Sanatana Dharma, then it can produce more beautiful. Srila Prabhupada says, men are, Prabhupada has made many statements. Men is good, women are good. But if they come together, they become bad. Again, in other places, Prabhupada said, man is one and the women is one. When they come together in proper understanding in marriage, then they become doubly strength. So in this way, Sanatana Dharma balances everything. So when the institution of marriage, the Grihastha Ashram, is so glorified, there is nowhere women are glorified, women are protected, women are taken care of, and the ashram of Grihastha Ashram is glorified and importance is given in Sanatana Dharma. Nowhere else it is given anything like that. So that's why he said that the Grihastha Ashram is very important ashram. Men and women coming together is very sacred. Krishna himself says that dharma viruddhosh bhuteshu kamosti bharadarshabha. I am the kama based on the religious principle. So but the thing is that when what kind of recommendation is given the Shastras. So it shouldn't become like a lemon and camphor mixing. It should be like a camphor and cardamom powder and agaru is getting mixed in the sweet rice. So that requires particular regulations, particular guidance. So that's why Shastras are very careful not to turn into the mixture of a lemon and the camphor become poison. Sanatana Dharma always takes care that there is a proper distance maintained in the cultural behavior. That's why if you see everywhere, if you go to a temple, there is a place for ladies, place for men to sit and do their work. And in the traditional families, the women and the men are given up separate places, separate opportunities for various things. In the village, if you go, there is a separate place for women to take bath, men to take bath. So even though as a spirit soul, we are all same, part and parcel of Krishna, but the conditional consciousness is taken into consideration. And because there is a danger that the man is naturally attracted to women, women is naturally attracted to men, there is a cultural segregation is given so that you shouldn't become like a mixture of lemon and camphor. So it shouldn't be considered like a primitive understanding, or shouldn't be considered like a controlling mentality or a slavery mentality, which is misunderstood in the modern age. So Srila Prabhupada says men are like the butter and women are like a fire. But even if you keep the butter in the refrigerator for hundreds of years also, if you take it out, it melts in front of the fire. So Sanatana Dharma, rather than even though the Sanatana Dharma propagates valor and non-cowardice things, or bravery is very much propagated very culture. But at the same time, the very culture also, very Sanatana Dharma instructs that when a person is not fearful of the necessary places, he will consider, he will become a fool. The hero is he who doesn't have any fear in any difficult situation. But at the same time, the hero shouldn't become fool. That when there is a necessary of fear, he should feel fear, and he should avoid such circumstances. So that's why in the modern scenarios, many times they say that when a woman improperly dresses or the woman improperly behaves, they say she is very bold, or he is very bold. If he becomes, he is very open, he is very bold. But actually, Sanatana Dharma, boldness means that a person shouldn't fear when there is no need of fear, and a person should fear when there is a genuine reason to become fearful. So real hero means he who understands his strength and weakness, and accordingly he faces the situation with great valor. At the same time, understanding his weakness, he also faces with restraint and avoid such places where he is very weak. So in that sense, Shastra says that a sannyasi or a renunciate, even though he is considered as a great hero, even from the eyes of a great king who are heroic in nature, the king is a hero because he doesn't fear. Yuddhecha apalayanam, he doesn't fear the fight. But even such king are bowing down to the sannyasi or renunciate. Why? Because sannyasi is on the path of conquering that which is most difficult to even for the king to conquer. What is that? The attraction towards opposite sex. That's why the sannyasis are being given respect by the kings also, isn't it? So he is called as a maharaja or a sannyasi or brahmachari. He's been respected even by the king. When Bali Maharaj saw Vamana is walking, he got down from his simhasan. And then he offered his obeisances, welcome Vamana Dev. Why? Because Vamana Dev is a brahmachari, patu, and a brahmana. So brahmana means he controls his senses. Brahmachari means, sannyasi means, renunciate means he controls, he's fighting against the great war, against Maya. So that's why the great king respects them, and that's why they're called as Maharajas. Maharaja, Goswami, such names are given. But what is a trademark, what is a how the sannyasi behaves or Maharaja behaves or Brahmachari behaves is that he's not saying that I am now conquered the Maya of opposite attraction towards opposite sex. So it's not that he is boasting himself, or he is very fearless in all circumstances. A sannyasi means, or a brahmachari means, he avoids consciously that those atmosphere which involves the free mixing of opposite sex. So his boldness means he avoids. His boldness means he understands that his vulnerability and his weaknesses. That's what Sanatana Dharma. Even now also in India, many traditional places, the sannyasis maintain distance from the association of worldly people. What to speak of women. So they keep distance, and that has been respected in the society by both men and women and both cultured people. So boldness doesn't mean that he can go and see that he can, anybody can challenge. Such kind of people have had difficulties. So unless one comes to the Shastra says, except Bhishma Dev and Hanuman Ji, nobody in this world are free from the attraction towards opposite sex. So understanding one's weakness, a great renunciate stays away from the keeps a respectful or a meaningful distance from the distraction, especially the opposite sex. That has been considered as boldness, that has been considered as heroism, that has been considered as intelligence, that has been considered as a respectful behavior, dharmic behavior. So that is a definition of a dhira. Dhira means not that he is stupid, that he is thinking that he can do anything and everything. But actually the hero is means is one he who understands his weakness and strength, and understanding his strength is fearlessly facing any situation. At the same time, understanding his weakness, he is intelligent enough to avoid or deal with a difficult situation carefully. Just like when Arjuna and the Pandavas are fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when great weapons are coming towards them, with as a Kshatriya spirit they are fighting, they never went back out of fear. But when the Narayanastra was released from the Kaurava side, and Narayanastra is coming, and Arjuna is trying to take the opposite weapon to counteract that. It's like when the Agniastra is released, then Kontrastra is Varunastra, fire and water. Just like when there is a Vayuastra released, the Kontrastra is, you know, the Earth Astra. Like that, various Kontrastras are there. But a Narayanastra is coming, Arjuna is trying to find out the Kontrastra, but there is which Astra can counteract Narayanastra. So then finally Krishna told Arjuna that now you don't, the only Astra to counteract Narayanastra is that you fold, keep your bow and arrow down, hold your palms and bow down to the Astra. So if you think that Arjuna or Bhima thinks that I am the fittest person, I am the powerful, I'll still fight, I will not bow down, they'll be killed. So under Krishna's instruction, they did that, and Narayanastra went back. Why? Narayanastra, his principle is that anybody surrenders to him, just like Krishna, Narayan, they give protection, they don't harm them. So Narayanastra's Kontrastra is the Anjali Astra, folding of the hands. So that is what the hero means. The hero means he understands where he can fight, where he cannot fight, and understanding the behavior accordingly. So that's what Sanatana Dharma is saying, that there's a different approach in different time and different people in different places. So Sanatana Dharma approach is that one should be very careful in dealing with the opposites. The men should be careful in dealing with women. Women should be careful in dealing with the men. And in such careful dealings, the proper relation develops, and the whole society and every individual in general, in particular, and the whole society in general blooms towards spiritual perfection. So for that, one should understand the nature of every individual. The man is attracted by the sight and beauty. Human is attracted by the by other factors. Generally, man is attracted by the beauty of the women. I mean, women is attracted by the qualities of the men, or the what the men possesses, you know, possessions like wealth, money, and so on. So that's why in the modern day-to-day colleges and all, if you see, the boys many times get low marks. Why? because when they associate the opposite sex in the co-education, they become distracted by girls. But the girls don't easily get distracted by the man because they study well and they go. They get better marks, better grades. But their attraction is various. Their attraction is of the qualities of the men or the money and other things. So that's why the Vedic system always segregates, separates the men as brahmachari till the age of 17, 16, like that, the Gurukula. And the women are kept separate. And when the right time comes, they are brought together in the marriage, vivaha ceremony. Then when they unite together, they become more powerful. So it's not that women phobia or men phobia. It is actually proper mixing at what time, when, how that is directed. Just like when the camphor and agro and the cardamom is mixed in a proper way, it becomes very tasteful for the sweet rice. Society of sweet rice become more relishable. But if it is unnecessary, improper mixer like the camphor and the lemon, it may become poisonous, even though both are themselves are great. So here, the descriptions are given that how dangerous is the opposition of attraction of the opposite sex. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada says that in the modern times, it is very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the principle, no ladies can approach him. Even one devotee, his name is some Modak, I forgot the name. When he went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he is meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a long time when he taken sannyas now. Mahaprabhu, when he was in his previous ashram as a kid, he would come to their home. And this Grihastha Modaka and his wife, they used to give a lot of sweetmeats to Nimai, and the child would always come to their home and take eat from them. Now he's sannyasi, so this Modaka, I forgot the full name of him, he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he pays obeisances to him. And ladies, they never come close to Mahaprabhu, they keep distance. When he came close, then he paid his obeisances. Naturally, spontaneously, he started speaking to Mahaprabhu, and he also informed Mahaprabhu that, you know, he told his son's name and then he said his mother also have come, then his wife have come. So he was spontaneously, innocently, he was speaking out of love for Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu, even though nobody even speaks about the name of women to Mahaprabhu, because of his affection and love, Mahaprabhu did not say anything. But at the same time, Mahaprabhu did not recognize or didn't go about it. So that was a strictness Mahaprabhu followed, and sannyasis followed those traditions. So even in the modern context, it is very difficult, but nevertheless, the Srila Prabhupada is giving the principles. One sannyasi, it is meant for both men and women. One grihastha was meeting with another lady and they're talking. So the spiritual master came and 3-4 times he came and they are talking. Then he said that he called the grihastha and told that it's not that since you are married, you are licensed to talk to other women, even though it is it may be for service oriented, one should be very careful. So this kind of carefulness is given. So at the same time, one shouldn't be very disrespectful towards women, or women shouldn't be disrespectful to men in the name of, and I'm a great enunciate, or I'm a great sannyasi brahmachari. Women, no one should be proud of their own designations. So these things should be trained. That's why Srila Prabhupada completing this purport by saying that one should associate with each other necessary on the basis of the service. One should be careful. One should be seeing on the level of spirit soul and the level of the devotee's platform. So these are the understanding. So this principle of even though we are talking about the highest understanding of Radha Krishna's leelas, pastimes, but Sanatana Dharma also gives us a basic understanding that one should follow the principles of proper etiquette of moral principles. In the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, Srila Prabhupada writes that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down to here. He was the biggest gift. Anarpita Charam Chirat Karunayava Tirana Kalo. Samarpayita Munadonjalas Bhaktirashastriyam. Mahaprabhu came down to give us the highest understanding. That understanding is called Adi Rasa. Adi Rasa means the conjugal relation between Radha and Krishna. But this conjugal rasa of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna can be understood only by a person who is free from the lust, free from material attractions. So that's why the gopis are considered as the leaders of all renunciation. What is real renunciation means? Real sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatve nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Shaivanam Bhaktir Chate. Sarva Upadhi Vinirmuktam. Giving up all our false resignation and completely engaging one's senses in the service of Krishna is called as Bhakti. And that's what the gopis did. What is gopis renunciation? They renounced every designation, being a mother, being a woman, being a household caretakers. They renounced everything and they ran towards Krishna when Krishna played his flute. So that's kind of spontaneous attraction towards Krishna. In one sense, it's considered as immoral principle from the modern, ordinary point of view. But actually, the great renunciates such as who doesn't even think about sense gratification to such an elevated renunciates, they are all talking about the dealings of the gopis. That's why they are considered as the great renunciates or the heroines of the renunciates. So if that is, that means these gopis cannot be comes in the ordinary category. So in order to understand this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that one's heart should be clean. One's heart should be clean from the lust. And lust can be clean only when you practice devotion service. And devotion service can be practiced more easily when you come rise to the platform of Buddha goodness. And goodness can be achieved when we act in such a way that we are not disturbed by, when we are not engulfed by the rajas and tamogunas. For that, one has to avoid contaminations, avoid situation in which we will be contaminated by rajas and tamas. So for these reasons, these are the cultural recommendation given by the Shastras. How a brahmachari should behave, how a woman should behave, how a man should behave, how a grastha should behave, how a vanaprastha should behave, what are their duties. So these are the things by which one can, just like the clay pot, before the clay pot can act as the vessel which can bring water, the clay pot has to, in the making, has to undergo various stages. First of all, the mud and the water is mixed together. Then it is put in the wheel and it has been, the clay pot is made. Still the clay pot is made, it is cannot be used for water. It has to dry it in the fire and kept for some time. When it becomes dried, then we can bring water. But before, even if it gets dried, if you put water in that, what happens? Even if it looks like pot, it become melted. It will become, the pot will again turn into sand. It will melt. It will dissolve. The wet pot will dissolve. It has. Similarly, before we come to the platform of relishing Radha Krishna pastimes, one has to become matured. One has to undergo the process of becoming strong. So those thing can be achieved by the process of culture of Krishna consciousness. The culture of Krishna consciousness is important. What is the culture of Krishna consciousness? Based on four principles: no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. These are the culture of Krishna consciousness. And these are the negative things one should avoid. And positive thing is that chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So when you only do one thing, chant Hare Krishna, but don't bother about the cultural principles, the regulative principles, then it will take very, very long time and it becomes like a putting water in the sand. It becomes very difficult. And if you only following the principles but not chanting Hare Krishna, that is also practically impossible, that in this age especially one cannot even follow the moral principles. One doesn't have strength. And even in the previous ages, there are many people who follow moral principles, but when they don't have devotional attitude, then it cannot give them the highest benefit. So this way, both are important. So in this consciousness, one can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given the most magnanimous thing, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunayavatirna Kalo. So the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the highest thing, can be understood only when the part of our mind, our heart, when we become matured from the clay stage to the stage of heart stage, matured stage. It can bring, it can hold the water of Krishna pipe. Till then, one should be very careful to keep it away from the clay part, should be stay away from the water, and it should come close to the fire, and then it become dried, then it can get into the water. So this is understanding. At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully given us the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam is given, where the activities of Krishna's various pastimes, Radha Krishna's pastimes, Gopi's pastimes, everything is given. But one should go gradually. So, just like we are studying Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad, first canto, second canto, third canto, Prithrasura's pastimes we are hearing. And during the festival times also, we are, so two kinds of reading, one is gradual reading from first shloka to the 10th canto, 11th canto, 12th canto, like that. At the same time, as we are reading gradually, sometime at the occasion comes, we can also go and see, peep into various other places randomly. Just like Janmashtami is coming now, Radhashtami is coming, or Gaur Purnima is coming. We can read various passages to get the idea that what is told for us in future. This we get encouraged. So as we are discussing this, as Janmashtami is approaching, there is a beautiful pastime of Krishna. One day it so happened that there is a great demon, his name is Arishtasura, was coming. He took the form of a bull and was coming towards Vrindavan to destroy the Prajavasis. And his form is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rambhamana Karataram Padacha Vikam Vilikhan Mahim Udyamcha Pucham Prani Vishagrena Chodharan Kinchit Kinchit Chakran Munchan Putrayan Sabdalochanaha. This great demon, bull demon, Arishta, he was harsh and he powered his groan with his tail, raised tail, his eyes, glaring eyes. He began to tear up the embankment with the tip of his horns, you know, the Yamuna, various lakes in Vrindavan. And with his horn, he is trying to break them, and he was trying to break the houses of Rajabasis. And he was tearing the earth with his hooves. And his horn, keeping the horns very sharp. Now and then passing little urine and stool, he was wanted to destroy the Brajabasis. Just like the Arishta's hump was practically touching the cloud. And the clouds are dashing against Arishta's hump, thinking that, mistaking that it's a mountain. And cowherd men and ladies saw the sight of this demon, they become very fearful. And many women, they lost their children in the womb, miscarriages took place. And the animals in Vrindavan, they become so fearful, they all rush towards Govinda. Govinda Sharanam Yayuhu, Krishna Krishna Te Sarve Govinda Sharanam Yayuhu. They all went to Krishna, there is a beauty of Vrindavan. And then Krishna saw that the devotees are in fearful. Bhagavanapita Diksha Gokulam Bhayavitrutam. Ma Vaishyate iti giraswasya Rushasuran upahvayat. Krishna said, do not fear that I will take care of him. Don't be afraid. So Krishna saying in this way, Krishna chastised Arishtasura. Kopalaihi pashubir manda trashitaihi kim asattama mayi shashtari dushtanam tvad vidhanam durat manam. Krishna said that you wicked rascal, you are disturbing my community. I am here just to destroy you. Destroy miscreant like you. And when Krishna spoke like this, and this demon pointing his tips of his horn straight ahead and glaring, his eyes glaring from his nose, hot air is coming. He was coming towards Krishna to destroy his body. With his bloodshot eyes, Arista rushed towards Krishna and he was like a thunderbolt speed, like a vajra. He is coming there. Then Krishna seized Arishtasura by horn and threw him back 18 steps, just like an elephant, you know, fight with a rival elephant. So when he was fallen away 18 steps, Arishtasura became very angry and became very much agitated, breathing very strongly, again got up and sweating all over his body, again charged with great speed towards Krishna. And this time Krishna, what he did was, Krishna seized him by horn and knocked him on the ground with his onto his foot. And then Krishna thrashed him like a wet cloth with his foot again and again, kicked him. And then he took away, broke one of his horn of the Arista demon, and with the same horn he struck him again and again until he lay prostrate. Simply by this attack, Arishtasura died, vomiting blood profusely. He was stolen during, he was passing his legs, rolling his eyes all about. Arishtasura painfully was sent by Krishna to the abode of death. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. And the demigod showered flower and everyone was so happy. The bull demon Arishta was killed. And Krishna, who is a festival for the eyes of the gopis, who is a life of the Brajavasis, was when killed Arishtasura, everybody become relieved. So when this thing happened, when everybody is happy, Vishwan Chakratipad is telling that the gopis of Vrindavan came to Krishna and Krishna was elated, now everybody is going to praise me. But the gopis told Krishna, my dear Krishna, that we don't want to see you. Because Masman Sparishadya Vrishabardhana Hanta Buddha Goro Suroyam Maya Krishna Tadapi Ayam Gauhu Pritro Yatha Duja Ihasti Ayanishkratekim Suddhayed Bhavam Stribhuvana Sitatita Krishrad. Innocent gopis told Krishna, Krishna, that you are a killer of bull. Krishna said, I killed Arista demon. But the gopi said, even though he's demon, but still he's a bull, he's a male cow. Since he killed that male cow, just like Arista, Indra killed Vritrasura. Here we are discussing Vritrasura's episode. So here the connection. The gopi said, since just like Vritrasura was killed by Indra, similarly, Indra did atonement after killing Vritrasura. Similarly, you have to purify yourself by visiting every single holy place in this world. Then Krishna said, Kim pariyatami bhuvanani adhunaiva sarva aniyatiyati vitarihi karavani tasu snanam vilokyata tavadidam mukundaha rochaiva tatra krutavan bhataparshni ghatam. Why I should go to various places in the universe? I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage holy places here and take bath in them. Just watch. Saying like this, Krishna Mukunda struck his heel on the ground. Patalato jalamitam kilabha bhogavatya ayatam matra nikila apitirtha sangaha agachateti bhagavad vachasatayetya tatrai varejur atakrishna uvacha gopihi. So then Krishna, immediately when he struck the ground with his heels, the water from the Bhogavati river from the Patala region emanated, and now the all the holy places, all the holy rivers entered there. And Krishna said, all of you please come here, holy places. And the Supreme Lord spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis. Tirthani pashyata hare vachasa tavevam naiva pratima itita ahatirthavaryaha rochakritanjali putra lavanadibirrasmi kshiradirasmi shudutam bradhirgikasmi. Krishna says, see all these holy places. But the gopi said, we don't see the way you are describing. Then Krishna immediately indicated those places. Then all the holy places came in front of Krishna. Holy tirthas came in front of gopis and said, one tirtha said, I am the salt ocean. Another tirtha said, I am the milk ocean. Another tirtha said, I am the amara dirghika. Another tirtha said, sonu pasindu rahamasmi bhavami ramra ahamasmi bhavami tamra parane cha pushkara maham cha saraswati cha Godavari Ravishuta Sarayu Prayago Reva Sipashyata Jalam Kuruta Pratitim. Another river came and told, I am River Sona, I am Sindhu, I am Tamraparani, I am Holy Pushkara, I am River Saraswati, and I am Godavari, Yamuna, Reva, I am Prayagas. All these rivers came and spoke in front of the gopis that this is what we are all been invited by Krishna. Then Krishna told, Snatva Tato Harirati. Rajagalba eva shuddha saropi akaravam sthita sarvatirtham yushma viviratma janishiha kruto na dharmaha kopi kshita vatap sakir nijaga dharadha. So Krishna, after bathing in these holy waters, he told Srimati Radharani and the gopis that now you see, since you all told me that I should take bath, I have taken bath in the holy pond. Now you are also supported a demon, taken the side of a demon, and for that sin you should also take bath in my holy water. So in this way Krishna instructed that you all should take bath. Then immediately hearing these words, karyam maya piyati manohara kundam ekam tasmad yata dvam iti tat pachane natabihi Shri Krishna Kunda Tata Paschima Dishya Mando Gartha Kruto Vrishabhadaitya Kvair Vyaloki. Then hearing this, Srimati Radharani said, why we should take bath in your pond? I must create even a more beautiful pond. So then saying like this, the gopi saw that Krishna with his mer heel, he pressed the earth and the kund appeared. But gopis don't have that strength. So then they saw there was one place where Arishta with his hoof, he created a ditch. So that same place they started digging. Some of the gopis with their hands and bangle, they started taking the mud out, and very soon they created a beautiful pond on the western side of Krishna's pond. Then tatra dramaran mrudula gola tarti pratishva asto anati dura gatam vidhaya divyam saras prakatitam gatikadvayena tabir viloke sarasam smarate sma krishna. Within an hour they created another kund, and Krishna was astonished to see the kund created by the gopis. Roche chatirtha salila prapuri paripurya yaitam mat kundata sarasi jakshi sahali visupam radha tata na 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 neti jagatasya smat tvat kundaniram urgo padapat takakam. She said, Krishna said, oh my dear gopis, lotus eyed one, do not worry, you made a pond, fill your pond with the water from my kund. But Radharani replied, no, this is impossible, because this water from your pond is contaminated by the terrible sin of killing the cows. Then she said, ahritya punya shalilam shatakodi kumbhaihi sakyar budena sahamanasa janavitah etat saraswa madhuna paripurya yami tere vakirti matulam tanvani loke. That I will go, we all the gopis will ourselves together from Manasi Ganga will bring billions of parts of water and will fill our lake and will take bath with unequal pond of water from this earth. So saying like this, Krishna, Krishnengitena Sagasiya Samasta Tirtha Sakyastatiya Sarasa Dritya Divya Murtihi Tushtava Tatta Vrishabhanu Sutam Pranamya Bhaktya Kritanjali Puta Putashtravatashtadharaha. When Krishna saw the gopis are working so hard, bringing water from Manasi Ganga, which is quite far, and they're drinking water to in the Kund, Krishna became very concerned for the gopis out of his love. They are not listening to his words out of their loving dealings, Pranaya Kalaha. So Krishna gestured the holy tirthas from in his own Kund. As soon as Krishna said that, all the personified leader of all the tirthas present in Krishna Kund, Shyama Kunda, they came with joint palms, with tears filled with their eyes. They came out praying to Srimati Radharani in devotion. Devi Tvadiya Mahimanam Avaiti Sarva Shastartha Vinna Chavidhir Naharo Nalakshmihi Inteka Yeva Purushartha Shiroma Nishtvad Prasveda Marjana Parasvayameva Krishnaha. The all the Tirtha Raja, the personified leaders of all the Tirthas of Shyama Kunda, Krishna Kunda spoke, "Oh my dear God, Srimati Radharani, even that Brahma, from where of all scripture, cannot understand your glories. Neither Lord Shiva nor Lakshmi, only Krishna and the goal of all of human being can understand your glories. And he feels obliged personally to make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fighting. So Krishna serves even you, Srimati Radharani. Your glories are so high. Yes, charyavakarasena bhavatpadabhyam arajyanuparamaho nibadhati nityam prapetvadiya nayanabjatata prasadam sammanyate paramadhanyam danyatmam praharshyan tasyagyaiva sagasa vayama jagama tatprashnigata kritakundavare vashamaha tvameta prasidasi karosi kripa kataksham tarheva tarshavithapi palito bhavenaha. They say, Krishna, always anointing your lotus feet with a nectarian charun yavaka, decorating them with ankle bells. Krishna rejoices rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tip of your toes of your lotus feet. Krishna serves your lotus feet and he rejoices. On his order, we have immediately come here to live on this most exalted pond created by you. And by Krishna's one stroke, one heel, we come to the pond created by Krishna's lotus feet. But now we'll be more satisfied, we'll be happy if you agree that we want to get one boon from you. So then, Shutpa Shutim Nikilati Taganasya Tushta Prahas Matarshan Ayivedaye Teti Radha Yamatvadiya Sarasam Sapalab Bhavama Itevana Varo Itipakatam Tadochuhu Prakatam Tadochuhu. So then all the Tirtha prayed, "My dear Srimati Radharani, we will be more happy if you can give us a boon that you want to enter into your kund." So when the Tirthas are prayed like this, the personification leader of all the Tirthas prayed like this, immediately Srimati Radharani agreed. Then she told, "Agacheti Vrishabhan, Agacheti Vrishabhan Sutasmitasya Prova Chakanta Vadanabja Tritakshikona Sakyopi Tatra Krita Sammatatyaha Magna Vireju Rakila Stira Jangamascha." So then Srimati Radharani, with her glance, she replied with a smile and told, "Please come." And her gopi companions all agreed with her decision and became immersed in the ocean of happiness. So then, Prapya prasadam atate vrishabhanu jaya Shri Krishna kundagata tita vara prava prasas prasakhya bhitvena bhittim mativegata eva radha kundam yaduhu swasalilaihi paripurnameva. Then by the grace of Srimati Radharani, the holy rivers and lakes from Krishna Kunda, Shama Kunda forcefully broke through its boundary walls and swiftly filled radha kunda with their waters. Roche hari priyatmane tava kundam etan mat kunda topi mahimadikam mastu loke atreva me shalila kelirihaiva nityam snanam yatatam asittadvaditam sarome. Lord Hari then told Srimati Radharani, "My dear Srimati Radharani, may this pond of yours become even more world renowned than mine. I will always come here to bathe and enjoy my water pastimes. Indeed, this lake is as dear to me as you are. Radha pravitaham api swasaki bhiretya snasyami arishtas satamardhanam astutasya yorishtamardhana sarasi urubhakti ratra snaye dvashen mamasayeva mahapriyostu." Srimati Radharani replied, "I will come to bathe in your pond as well. Even though you may kill hundreds of Varishta demons here, in the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is on the spot where you killed Arishtasura, who bathes or resides here, is sure to become very dear to me." Then, after the whole beautiful pastimes took place, when the two kunds are prepared, then Krishna initiated a rasa dance on the banks of Radha Kunda. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in this killing of Arishtasura, the 10th canto, mercifully gives us this understanding from the various Puranas and how the loving dealings of Radha and Krishna, the two great ponds have appeared here, and on the banks of which the pastimes of the highest renunciate ever world can witness, the great devotees of Krishna, the gopis, perform their pastimes for giving pleasure to Krishna. What is different between kama and prema? That atmendriya preeti icha dhare kamanam, krishnendriya preeti vancha dhare premanam. Atmendriya preeti icha, that somebody wants to satisfy his own senses, that is called as kama. Tare boli kam. But krishnendriya preeti icha dhare premanam, that when there is an endeavor, desire to please only Krishna, that is called as prema. So from the level of kama, we have to reach the level of prema. So that is a program given by our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharya Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That understanding that we are in the platform of kama, but we have to rise to the platform of prema. So that can happen only through the culture of Krishna consciousness, by following the regulative principles, following the principles laid down in the shastras. Then one can reach the ultimate level. So in the Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami, from the beginning, Vachyo Vegam, Manasa Krodhe Vegam, Jikva Vegam, Uttaro Pastho Vegam, Yetanyo Vegam, Vegan Mushahita Diraha, Saravam Apimam Prithivim Shishya, from that place onwards, till the Radha Kunda is given us a step by step understanding of practice. So in this way, that we can achieve from the kama stage to the prema. That is the goal of life. So here in the pastime of Prithrasura, in the 6th canto, that how dangerous this material world, when we are living within this material body, material world is so dangerous. At the same time, when we are able to utilize, just like a knife is dangerous, fire is dangerous, water is dangerous, but the same knife can be used for cutting vegetables and fruits. The fire is dangerous, but the same fire can be used for cooking. And the water is dangerous, like tsunami and flood comes, but it can be, without water you can't live. It can use it for drinking and various irrigation purposes and cultivation of land, water is necessary. So, but one should know the technique. Similarly, the human society is, when you properly deal with each other, it may become dangerous. But when it is utilized properly according to the Shastra recommendation, then we can, from this society, from the human form of life, when you live together, whether men, women, or children, elderly people, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, all these various kinds of designation, if it is utilized properly, intelligently, according to the direction, according to the Shastric injection, Guru Sadhu Shastra, one can bring out from this beautiful flower while practicing the Bhakti Yoga, one can bring out the prema within our heart. Kama can be dharma projita kaitavotra paramondal masaranam satam. That the kama can be kicked out and prema can be awakened from our heart. Hare Krishna. 6:15.